There's a change coming at the top at the Arizona Republic. Publisher Mia Parrish is leaving to take a position at ASU's Cronkite School. She took the job at the Republic in 2015 after working in editorial positions at a number of newspapers across the country. And she joins me to talk about her pending job change. And Mia, what led to your decision to take this new position?
I've been thinking about it for a long time. I mean, the business has been in incredible transformation, and what I love about what I've been able to do is to be a strategic innovator in a very disrupted industry. And I have loved that, and I've been proud of that, but I also started as a journalist. And so I'm also really purpose-driven and mission-driven, and the opportunity to work with the next generation of innovators and entrepreneurs to help really reimagine and innovate the news industry, not just newspapers, is exciting for me.
Is it fair to say that some of the changes in your industry, in the newspaper industry, in journalism, maybe more broadly, sort of pushed you from it into something else?
It helped really crystallize why I would want to go where I'm going, to be a part of figuring this out on a larger scale.
To a journalism school as opposed to another newspaper or another media organization.
Right, or to this journalism school, frankly. You know, I mean, there are lots of places to go, but it's the most innovative school in America 3 years in a row. And what I love is innovation, leadership, integrated partnerships. I mean, this sort of strategic thinking is really exciting to me, to be able to work with brain scientists and people who are working on missions to Mars with NASA and partnering with Facebook and Starbucks and Adidas. And I mean, all the things that are happening that I can't do from where I am, and to be able to partner and strategize and innovate, be entrepreneurial and teach that next generation how to do that and help us solve it is exciting to me.
You mentioned that you'd been thinking about this for a little while, and you've been at the Republic for just a couple of years. Mm-hmm. I mean, were you thinking that this might be something that you wanted to do even before you came back to Phoenix?
Academia itself? It's always been an option. You know, I love coaching, I love leading, I love teaching, I love collaborating, but I wouldn't do it just anywhere, and I wouldn't do it just for anyone. So this is when the opportunity came up, and it was a perfect fit. You know, it's a media innovation and leadership chair, right? I mean, it's sort of like, hello, universe.
I mean, do you think that you were able to achieve at the Republic what you wanted to, given that you're only there for a couple of years?
I got a lot done in 2 years, and I'm proud of what I've gotten done. And it was a very transformational, very interesting, challenging, inspirational time. I mean, really, like, what we've been able to accomplish in that amount of time and in that time period, you know, I think I will miss it, and I wasn't done yet per se, but this is when the opportunity is, and I feel like, you know, I got a lot of stuff done, you know, and I'm proud of it, and I'm proud of the people I got to work with.
So all things being equal, it sounds like you maybe would have liked to stay in your current job for a little longer and then maybe move to academia a little bit later?
I don't know. No, I really feel like now's the right time. I do. And I think there's a lot of transition coming. The kind of job that I was hired to do 2 years ago isn't going to look like this going forward. And I'm really, really good at what I was hired to do 2 years ago. And I'm really, really good at what I'm going to be doing. So that's exciting to me.
Do you think that the kind of coaching and teaching that you will be doing at mm-hmm. ASU, was that not something that you were able to do at the Republic?
I think there's coaching, there's teaching, there's inspiring, there's leading, and those are all things that I'm able to do. But I think the kind of partnering that I can do at ASU is really exciting to me. I don't get to work with brain scientists today, right? You know, I don't get to work with...
Most of us don't.
Right, exactly. You know, rocket scientists and people who work on consumer behavior and do research on the type of work that's being done in algorithms. And they have a blockchain institute. You know, what does blockchain mean, that technology for trust and transparency for advertising and news? I get to work with those people. You know, I don't get to do that right now. So that's exciting to me.
What do you think the Arizona Republic will look like in 5 years, do you think?
You know, I've made a lot of predictions over my life. You know, I don't know, 5 years. You know, it won't look the same. Technology won't look the same. Technology won't look the same a year from now. And we'll, you know, hopefully continue to be nimble. They'll continue to be innovative. Because I've said all along, I'm agnostic about how people read us. I just think it's really important that they do. And we've never been more important. Journalism's never been more important. So whatever it looks like isn't as important as that, you know, you're there and you're relevant and that you're there to hold the powerful accountable and give voice to the voiceless and entertain and empower and educate and sometimes amuse. But whatever it looks like, whether it's, you know, it's ink on paper or it's pixels on screens or it's on the back of your eyeballs, you know, it's who knows.
All right. Mia, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you.
Mia Parrish is publisher of the Arizona Republic. She'll be leaving that position early next month to become the inaugural Sue Clark Johnson Professor in Media Innovation and Leadership at ASU's Walter Cronkite School of Journalism and Mass Communication.